This is Lori Hartwell. I'm the president and founder of Renal Support Network. I'm so pleased to announce the 17th annual essay winners. You get a chance to listen to their words of wisdom and be inspired. Enjoy.
As a young girl, I distinctly remember my mother's toolbox. It was a large black box that held a variety of helpful tools, a hammer, wrenches, and screwdrivers of all sorts. I would see this toolbox come out to solve numerous everyday problems like exchanging batteries and toys and hanging curtain rods. My mother was a strong, handy woman that often took it upon herself to fix everyday problems. All she needed was her toolbox. I would like to think that I am like my mother. As a young girl, I was also a young kidney patient, battling nephrotic syndrome, then end-stage renal disease, then dialysis, then a transplant surgery, then rejecting said transplant, then more dialysis, then another transplant surgery. I was constantly in battle. However, I feel victorious, like I may have battled treatments like large doses of prednisone, biopsies, and both hemodialysis and peritoneal dialysis, but came out ahead. This is because, like my mother, I had my toolbox. The day that I awoke with my eyes swollen nearly shut, abruptly and confusingly in 1998, was the day I found out I was chronically ill. It was a scary time for a child who would eventually lose much of her childhood due to the lows of kidney disease and treatments. However, I started assembling my toolbox at an early age. That day that I was diagnosed with kidney disease was the day I earned my first tool, courage. It takes courage to wake up and keep battling kidney disease, especially in the face of mass uncertainty. Will the medicines work this round? I would ask myself. Will I survive this? With a healthy dose of courage, I faced every day at my best, listening even as a 10-year-old to the words of my doctors, taking notes to keep myself healthy. I had the courage to face every day as my best, adhering to a sometimes frightening treatment and medication regimen and uncertainty about life. Then there was the day my doctor told me, exasperated and visibly upset, that I would need dialysis or a transplant to survive at the age of 16. Facing this news, I gained another tool for my box, patience. Long hours of dialysis and long years of waiting for a transplant required the ability to withstand the odds of time gracefully. Every day was a battle, jumping at the sound of my phone ringing, it could be a kidney, and passing the time when it wasn't my turn, holding on to the notion that this was my life regardless of transplant status and that I was going to live my best life right now. In addition, I will always remember the days I received the calls for my first and second transplants. I would feel relief, but also some apprehension. Would the surgery be successful? Would the kidney respond well to my body? What will life be like afterwards? However, one emotion trumped them all. Joy. This was pure, unaltered joy at a new lease on life. Choosing to experience joy completed my toolbox. Joy helped me celebrate and stay positive even when my lab results would come back unsatisfactory, when I lost my first transplant, and when everyday stressors of transplant life started to affect me. Joy is something that I choose every day, regardless of external circumstances. I believe that my battle with kidney disease is won on a daily basis with the tools from my toolbox, courage, patience, and choosing joy. Like my mother solved everyday household problems with her handy toolbox, I solve my everyday kidney disease-related problems with the tools I've earned by battling this disease for most of my life. This is daily, and I lug my toolbox with me wherever I go, earning new tools as I continue to battle. Right now, I'm living with my second transplant, utilizing courage to get me through the anxiety that creeps up as a remnant of my prior rejection. I continue moving forward in my life, making up for lost time, using patience to remind myself that I am on my own life schedule and that I will get there where I want to be if I just keep moving. Then I choose joy and smile through it all, because where joy is not present, neither is abundant life. These tools, packed neatly away in my box, ready to be wielded at any time, are how I battle kidney disease and win.